Peter George Bile is lecturer at the Namibian University Food Science Technology in Windhoek. In this interview, he talks about the progress achieved so far by the university in researching the most preferred indigenous fruit trees by the rural communities and in facilitating their processing with adapted technologies. Here, he appeals to other local partners to invest in small-scale technologies transfer from successful Southern African neighbors.
What we did is we went to the north and collected some of those fruits which were there at that particular time. We collected them and brought them into our department, and we did some work on it, some research work on it, to see what we can produce out of those. And we found that we could produce some jams, some juices, and also some jelly. So those are the products we produce, and also we try to incorporate some of those products into the muffins, like cakes, for example, and see whether it will bring this kind of nice smell and taste into the product. So this is what we did. And it was doing well, so we decided to go back and train these ladies how to now use this technology we have into transformation.
I witnessed myself the way they process, and they use mixers. Isn't this a sophisticated technology? And don't you think the technology should be adapted to the rural areas instead, where you don't use electricity, for example?
Yeah, that could have been a very good thing if we could get some of those traditional things to use. But unfortunately, because we are from UNAM and we are cold there, so we collected what we had in our laboratory. But actually, it would be a very nice method if we could get these local materials which we can use to teach. But unfortunately, we didn't have enough time for that because we were given only 4 weeks to do the research and train. So it was not possible. But otherwise, it would be very good if you could get those kind of... And in Namibia here, they don't manufacture these small traditional things. You know, it's not easy. And it's not like what I've seen maybe in India or some other places where they can make this handle making machine. Here, it's not possible. We have to buy it from the supermarkets, the machines. What we did is, after training them, we now involve them into processing using their technology, using the rural technology, because they have their own small wooden material for pounding, for doing this kind of stuff. Or sometimes they make some kind of filter weaving material so that they can squeeze juice out of the weaving, the things which they make by hand. So we told them that this equipment which we are using are from our laboratory, and they are expensive. Not only that, they use electricity. Now, in the rural areas, not easy. So we told them if it's possible for them to adapt to their traditional method and then extract, you know, the juices and extract the pulp from the fruits, it would be very nice so that they can use their traditional. They can use just a pot and a firewood to boil these products. But we know in some other parts of the world, like East Africa, like maybe South Africa, maybe India, some other place, they have these small machines which you can use hand, you know, by just using your hand energy, to extract, to squeeze juice out, whatever. Those machines are available. It's just a matter of trying to find out where they are and how much they cost, you know. So that's what we... But this was our first project with FAO and the Minister of Forestry.
So what will be your next proposals then to the Directorate of Forestry and probably to the Ministry of Agriculture as well?
Now we are actually dealing with Esther. There's a lady who is in charge of the forest here called Esther. And she's the one whom we are working together with, and we are trying to see whether it's possible, because she's moving from one place to another. They have a lot of workshop seminars moving around Southern Africa. So we have requested her if she can find out whether those kind of equipments are available, maybe in Malawi, because Malawi, they also make it, or in Tanzania or Kenya or whatever, those areas where they can have those kind of things. It would be better if they could buy some of those, and then when they bring it here, maybe we could manufacture those ones. If you see how it looks like, we can make in our universities or in our workshops.